You are not just being covered in prayer. Your home is being bathed in holy fire. Your name is being whispered in heaven. And every plan from hell concerning your life is being burned on the altar. So I don't come to you with suggestion. I don't come to you with gentle comfort. I come to you as a messenger of war, with love in my heart and thunder in my spirit, to tell you this. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon in the past, no weapon in the future, no weapon hiding in plain sight, no weapon in disguise as love, no weapon of betrayal, delay, anxiety, addiction, confusion, or fear. No weapon sent through people, no weapon whispered in the night, no weapon spoken through family, no weapon passed down in your bloodline, no weapon hiding in your memories. I say it loud and clear. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I speak to your atmosphere. Let everything that is not of God pack up and leave. Let depression go. Let spiritual clutter go. Let old soul ties break. Let that heaviness lift. Let the spirit of fear be chained and thrown into the pit. Because when the presence of God enters a space, darkness has no option but to flee. I declare by fire and by truth, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, no weapon at all. I speak over your very address, yes, where you live. If you're in a shared apartment, I speak over your side of the wall, covered. If you're renting a single room, I speak over your air, your dreams, your peace, covered. If you're living with parents, I speak over your corner, your closet, your time alone with God, covered. If you own your home, I speak over every square inch of the foundation, and I say it, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God didn't say the weapons wouldn't form. He said they won't win. They can aim, they can launch, they can try, but they shall not prosper. And I declare, in front of heaven's court, in front of angel armies, in front of the Holy Spirit that fills your home like smoke, that every weapon that was formed against you and your house has failed. Failure has failed. The curse has exploded on itself. The trap has turned into a testimony. The diagnosis has turned into divine reversal. And the devil who planned your downfall has been publicly embarrassed because you are still standing. Lift your hands right now in your living room, your bedroom, your car, your hallway. Open your mouth and declare, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say it again until the fear flees. Say it again until the tears turn to power. Say it again until your soul catches fire. Say it until your atmosphere feels it. Say it until the devil knows you mean it. I prophesy, over your door no demon shall enter, over your nights no torment shall visit, over your mind no lie shall land, over your rest no intruder shall speak, over your food no defilement shall touch, over your steps no delay shall stop, over your calendar no day shall be stolen, over your year no plan shall be derailed, over your womb, your words, your wallet, your worship, I declare by the word of the Lord, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, no weapon, say this with me, I am covered, my home is holy. My future is protected, my peace is permanent, my destiny is unstoppable. And no weapon, no matter how sharp, no matter how sneaky, no matter how secret, shall ever prosper again. Because I am marked by God, because I am sealed by the blood, because I belong to the King, because my household is sacred ground. Shout it louder than every attack that ever tried you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon. And let all of heaven say amen. Let every demon scream retreat. Let your home become an altar. And let your life become the proof that even when weapons are formed and even when storms rage, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon, in the name of Jesus.
Child of God, I see you. Yes, you, I understand you. Some of you are going through such trails. Go day by day with your heart full of quiet battles. You're not crazy. You're not weak. You're not overlooked. Heaven has dispatched this word into your room because you needed to hear this. You are covered. And I came back to remind every spirit trying to convince you otherwise, no weapon, not against your sleep, not against your stability, not against your self-worth, not against your finances, not against your purpose, not against your body, not against your future. To the storm in your life, the one rising over your mind, the one screaming through your bills, the one howling through your silence, the one threatening to pull your joy out through the cracks in your soul, I stand in authority and I shout back at it, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. No weapon in Jesus' name. Storm you may roar, but you will not win. Winds you may blow, but you will not uproot them. Waves you may rise, but they will walk on top of you. Because this child, this house, this name on this mailbox is covered by God. I speak to every demon that tried to come back. You knew they were weak. You knew they were tired. You thought this was your chance.
But I declare in the name above every name, Jesus Christ, the risen King, you are too late. I bind your plan, I block your route, I burn your altar, I shut your gate, and I chase you out of this house with Holy Ghost fire. Because every shadow must bow, every whisper must be silenced, every dart must fall, every curse must reverse. Because this one is covered. Lift your hands wherever you are and say it with me now. Not quiet, not polite. Say it like you're drawing a bloodline around your house. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I speak over this home. May every doorway be drenched in the blood of Jesus. May the rooms be filled with worship. May these walls echo prayer. May the name of Jesus be too loud for any other name to enter. May the fire on your altar never go out. May every guest that walks in feel the weight of glory and not even know why. May the ceiling become heaven's floor. May the kitchen host laughter and testimony. May the bedroom be a place of prophetic rest. Let the atmosphere of your house become a direct threat to hell itself. Let this home become what the enemy regrets ever messing with. Let this family become the legacy that breaks the generational curse once and for all. Let your doorframe be a line no demon can cross. And let your very house be a verse that reads, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I speak into the unseen realms. Every legal right the enemy thinks he has, I cancel it. Every open door from the past, I seal it. Every demonic contract spoken over your childhood, I rip it to pieces. Every generational shadow lingering in your bloodline, I command the fire of God to consume it now. Let every weapon crumble. Let every hex break. Let every secret plan backfire. Let every demon assigned to you report failure to hell. Because when heaven has spoken, hell has no counter-argument. And the word of the Lord is not changing. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Say this with me now. Every hidden attack, I expose it. Every familiar spirit, I break it. Every delay, I cancel it. Every pattern, I interrupt it. Every curse, I reverse it. Every demon, I bind it. Every fear, I burn it. And every weapon, I declare it defeated. Because in this house, on this street, at this address, under this roof, inside this heart, inside this soul, the verdict is final. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Child of God, welcome to this day. The Lord has made it, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. But before we go anywhere, before we step out of this house, before you open a window or speak to a soul, we must seal this house. We must speak into the air. We must remind the atmosphere who owns this ground. We must declare with boldness and with fire and with the blood of Jesus that this house belongs to the Lord, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Not today, not ever. No weapon. Father, this morning we give you this home, not just as a place we live, but as a place you reign. Take the keys. Take the title, take the front door and the back door, take the kitchen, the living room, the bedroom, the hallway, the study, the bathroom. Take every shelf, every drawer, every screen, every socket. Let no space in this house be left uncovered. Let no corner be missed. Let no window be left open to wickedness. Let no voice of fear linger in the shadows. Father, we say it loud and clear. This is your house. And every plan of darkness, every whisper of wickedness, every trap from the pit of hell, we cancel it now. And we declare by fire and by covenant, no weapon formed against this household shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the floors, over the ceiling, over the walls, over the doors, over the bed, over the sink, over the stove, over the clothes, over the car keys, over the shoes, over the one who sleeps alone, over the child in the crib, over the widow by the window, over the father praying in silence, over the grandmother waking to worship, over the student trying to find focus, over the one recovering in bed, over the one who hasn't spoken in days. We plead the blood, O God, because no bullet, no bitterness, no backstabbing spirit, no betrayal can touch what has been marked by the blood. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. I speak to this house, this address, this territory, and I say, let peace rest here like morning dew. Let protection rise like a wall of fire.
Let provision flow like a stream in the desert. Let angels stand by every entrance. Let demons pack their bags and flee. Let the light of the Lord fill this place. Let praise rise before any other sound. This is holy ground. This is set apart space. This is not a playground for demons. This is not an address for torment. This is not a place of confusion. This is the dwelling place of the Most High. And because the Lord lives here, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. I speak over you, child of God. Before you check your phone, before you turn on the TV, before you open the blinds, I speak fire into your morning. Let every leftover anxiety from yesterday break off now. Let every thought trying to carry fear into today vanish. Let the peace of God sit heavy on your shoulders. Let joy rise in your chest again. Let the heaviness lift. Let the praise return. You are covered. You are kept. You are protected. No weapon formed against your morning shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. This house is sealed. This soul is protected. This room is covered. This day is anointed. No weapon shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Brothers and sisters, open your mouth and thank God. Invite His glory in. Welcome His presence into your morning. Let the Holy Spirit walk the hallway before you. Let the angels take their posts again. Let the blood of Jesus remain visible in the Spirit. Let your very breath carry divine fragrance. Because this is not just a new day. This is a safe day. This is a blessed day. This is a blood-sealed, heaven-backed, peace-filled, fire-covered day. And on this day and every day, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I rise this hour as a spiritual watchman over this house, not in fear, not in panic, but in authority. Holy Ghost-filled, blood-covered authority. I rise with prayer on my tongue and fire in my bones. And I say this as I walk through the Spirit from door to door, from corner to corner, from edge to edge. No weapon formed against this house shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over every door in this home, every front door, every back door, every side door, every sliding door, every garage door, every screen door, every hidden door I don't even know exists. I seal it now. Let no intruder pass through. Let no spirit gain access. Let no evil visitation cross the threshold. Let every demon that comes knocking be met by holy fire. I anoint the hinges with the oil of your presence. I declare the frame soaked in the blood. I command the handle to be a weapon that if anything unclean touches it, it shall be turned away with confusion and shame. Let these doors be guarded by heaven's security system. Let angels be stationed like sentinels, flaming swords drawn, wings spread wide, saying, not here, not now, not ever. Father, I declare, let these doors welcome only peace. Let these doors receive only purpose. Let these doors open only to divine appointments and let them slam shut to every demonic distraction, deception, or delay. I plead the blood of Jesus over the front door. I plead the blood of Jesus over the back door. I plead the blood of Jesus over the spiritual doorways too, the conversations, the screens, the hearts, the dreams. And I say this boldly, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper, no weapon in the name of Jesus. Lord, I turn to the windows. Ah, God. Windows are where things try to sneak in. Windows are where watchers hide. Windows are how monitoring spirits look in from a distance. But today, by the power of God, I close every portal. I plead the blood of Jesus over every window in this home. The kitchen window, the bathroom window, the hallway window, the basement window, the attic window, the car windows, the spiritual windows of vision and imagination. I seal them all now. Let no spying spirit have a view. Let no demonic eye look through this glass. I fog up the lenses of every demonic camera. I scramble every surveillance signal from hell. Let the enemy lose track of this house completely. Let this house disappear from the maps of wickedness. Let this address vanish from every demonic scroll. Let their GPS reroute into confusion. Let their monitoring be reduced to silence. In the name of Jesus, no weapon shall see inside. Let the windows in this house be windows of glory, windows of worship, windows of light, windows of revelation, windows for angels to move freely. But blocked shut to any unclean thing. And again I say boldly, no weapon formed against this household shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, the fence, the yard, the gate, the invisible lines that mark where this home begins, and where the world ends. Let the boundaries be blessed. Let them be covered. Let them be guarded. No thief shall cross it. No gunman shall cross it. No spirit of violence shall enter it. No snake of deception shall slither past it. Father, I lay down a bloodline in the spirit, around the perimeter, around the front gate, around the driveway, around the mailbox, around the Wi-Fi, the electricity, the plumbing, the foundations of the land. I lay it down heavy. I lay it down permanently. Let every demon attempting to pass be struck down by fire. Let every curse attempting to jump the wall be reversed at the border. Let every hex stop cold at the gate. I declare this. This property is not normal ground. It is holy territory. God owns this soil. Heaven walks these borders. Glory rests on this land, and no weapon formed against it shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Lord, not just the walls and gates, but the spiritual boundaries too. I seal every emotional access point, every past soul tie broken, every doorway through old relationships closed, every link through trauma severed, every demonic rope through music, movies, whispers, or wounds cut off. Let no lingering soul shadow pass the line. Let no emotional thief walk in and rearrange the peace you planted. Let this be a home where you set the rules. I declare, the spiritual border of this home is blood-drawn, demon-proof, unbreakable, unshakable, Holy Ghost-reinforced. Every family that walks into this space shall feel peace. Every guest shall feel conviction. Every neighbor shall feel glory radiating from this property. Every demon shall feel flames at the boundary line. Because this home is fortified by the Word, it is guarded by angels, it is wrapped in the presence of the Lord. And over every square inch, I shouted again, no weapon formed against this household shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Let the doors open to only what God sends. Let the windows shine light and never invite watchers. Let the gates be guarded by swords of fire. Let the boundaries be lined with blood. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against you, against your gate, against your home, against your peace, against your perimeter, against your family shall prosper. This house is safe. This house is sealed. This house is holy. This house is watched over by God Himself. And I declare for heaven to hear and hell to fear, no weapon formed against this household shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I come not in weakness, but in warfare. Not in fear, but in fire. Not in begging, but in boldness. And this time I walk room by room, declaring that every space in this house shall be holy. Let this entire home be baptized in the presence of God. Let every inch be swept clean by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the blood of Jesus cover every room like a flood, like a blanket, like a burning wall of fire. Because I declare today without apology, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I start with the bedroom. Oh yes, the place of rest, the place of dreams, the place of covenant, the place of vulnerability. I say now, let the bed be sanctified. Let the sheets be holy. Let no demon lie down where your child sleeps. Let no spirit whisper in the midnight hour. Let no serpent hide under the mattress. Let no darkness hover over the pillow. I plead the blood over the bed frame. I plead the blood over the ceiling. I plead the blood over the very air in the room. Father, if anything was transferred through a dream, reverse it. If anything was exchanged through sleep, cancel it. If any weapon was planted in the night, burn it up in holy fire. No weapon formed against this bedroom shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I move to the bathroom, a private place, a quiet place, a place where the enemy tries to whisper in loneliness, a place where shame tries to enter. But not today. I command the mirror to reflect truth, not lies. I command the light to expose healing, not guilt. Let no demon hide in the silence. Let no voice of depression sit by the sink. Let the bathroom become a place of freedom, restoration, and self-respect. Let the water be pure. Let the atmosphere be holy. Let every morning routine start with confidence in Christ. And I declare again, no weapon formed against this bathroom shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now I go into the kitchen, Lord, where meals are prepared, where the heart of the home beats, where blessings are shared or bitterness spreads. I say now, sanctify the table, bless the fridge, the pantry, the stove, the pots and pans. Let every bite of food be holy. Let every meal carry joy. Let there be laughter in this room, not shouting. Let there be worship in this room, not war. Let no curse pass through the food. Let no anxiety stir in the cooking. Let no frustration enter through hunger or chaos. Let this kitchen be a place of peace and provision. No weapon formed against this kitchen shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I move into the living room, where families gather, where screens speak, where energy lives. I take authority now. I command the air to shift. I rebuke every spirit of tension, laziness, addiction, and distraction. I sanctify the couch. I cover the TV in the blood. I anoint the sound system with oil in the spirit. Let every device submit to the Lordship of Jesus. Let no demonic programming enter this house. Let no music glorifying hell play here. Let no movie full of witchcraft defile this home. Let only what is pure, what is powerful, what is praiseworthy remain. This living room will not host demons, it will host the glory of God. Let conversations bring healing, let jokes be clean, let memories be joyful. And I say it with holy fire, no weapon formed against this living room shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus, Father. Now I move to the closets, the hidden places, the places where memories are stored, the places where grief hides, the places that haven't been touched in years. Let there be light in the closet. Let there be nothing cursed, tucked away in secret. If there is any object in this house that carries an evil presence, reveal it. Show it to your child. Let them throw it out. Let them burn it. Let them cut off every tie. No idol shall stay. No cursed jewelry shall linger. No photos tied to demonic covenants shall remain. Let this closet be a place of order, not oppression. Let even the hidden places bow to the King of Glory. No weapon formed in the closet shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I speak over the hallways, the spaces between, the passages. Let even the air between rooms carry peace. Let children walking down the hallway feel safe, not scared. Let no shadow move in these halls. Let no chill of darkness pass through. Let the wind of God blow here and blow out every trace of heaviness. Let the garage be blessed. Let every tool, every storage box, every vehicle be protected. Let no intruder gain access through the garage. Let every hidden thing in storage be holy. Let every item waiting for use be sanctified. No weapon formed against the hallway or garage shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I go deeper. I speak over every object in this home. Phones, tablets, laptops, TVs, speakers, headphones, lights, books, art, furniture, clothing. If it carries a curse, expose it. If it was created with demonic hands, break its power. If it has been a door for torment, I seal it shut. Let no spirit ride in through media. Let no demon enter through design. Let every screen display light. Let every message be filtered by the Holy Spirit. I anoint every pair of shoes. Let them only walk where God ordains. I anoint every chair. Let whoever sits receive peace. I anoint every bedsheet. Let whoever sleeps encounter rest. If it's in this house, it must bow to Jesus. And if it will not bow, it must go. I cleanse the air. I cleanse the devices. I cleanse the outlets. I cleanse the decor. This house belongs to God from front to back, from wall to wall, from item to item. No weapon formed through objects shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak over the unseen, over the mood, over the spiritual temperature, over the spiritual frequency. Let every room feel like heaven. Let every sound carry worship. Let every scent carry peace. Let every energy that is not of you evaporate now. Let heaviness lift. Let praise rise. Let the atmosphere be charged with holy presence. Let this home feel different to every visitor. Let the glory of God sit thick in the air, so thick even a stranger will know this is not a normal house, this is holy ground. No weapon formed against the atmosphere shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. I seal this house in the Spirit, room by room, object by object, thought by thought, atmosphere by atmosphere. I cover the sounds, I cover the sights, I cover the scents, I cover the hidden, I cover the known, I cover the air. This home is now a resting place for the Holy Spirit. This house is now a denied zone for every demon. This house is now a safe space for the people of God. And over this entire place, I shout with everything in me, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I come before you now, not quietly, not casually, but with the weight of generations in my mouth, because the family is under fire, and the enemy is targeting the very foundation you created. But I come not in fear, I come with holy fury. I come to speak over every man, every woman, every child, every marriage, every single soul under this roof. And I declare now with the authority of heaven, the echo of Isaiah 54 verse 17, no weapon formed against this family shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I lift up the marriage in this house, where two have become one under your name, where the covenant was made before man and before heaven. Lord, this marriage is holy. This marriage is blood-washed. This marriage is not perfect, but it is yours. So I bind every demon of division, every spirit of miscommunication, every arrow of silent resentment, every unspoken pain that is being used as a crack for the enemy to enter. I seal it in the name of Jesus. I cancel every Jezebel trying to whisper lies into the wife's ears. I silence every Delilah trying to seduce the husband away. I destroy every spirit of infidelity, bitterness, comparison, and emotional sabotage. Let every wall that was rising between them fall. Let every false agreement with divorce break. Let every soul tied to anyone else severed now. Father, breathe on this marriage again. Let the oil flow fresh. Let the laughter return. Let the intimacy be restored. Let forgiveness take root. Let covenant rise again like fire. This is not just a man and a woman. This is a ministry. This is a partnership of destiny. This is the gate where legacy is built. So I cover it now. No weapon formed against this marriage shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I lift up the man, the husband, the father, the brother, the warrior, the one who wakes up carrying more than he speaks about. O Father, strengthen his spine, give him courage to lead, clothe him in dignity and authority. Let him rise early to pray. Let him war in the spirit for his household. I speak against every voice that tells him he's not enough, every lie that says he's failing, every pressure to stay silent when he should speak. I call the priest out of him. I call the protector out of him. I call the prophet out of him. Let him stand at the gates of the house like a lion. Let him walk with humility and fire. Let him provide not just with money, but with vision, wisdom, and prayer. And I bind every Jezebelic attack against his authority. Every emasculating spirit, I cast you out. Every attack on his manhood, back to sender. He is not weak. He is not lost. He is a man of God. He is the son of a king. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up your daughter, the one who nurtures, serves, holds things together, the one who cries when no one is watching, the one who carries much but is seen little. Let her strength be restored. Let her confidence arise. Let her beauty be spiritual, emotional, physical, and eternal. I bind the spirit of insecurity. I destroy every comparison that says she's not enough. I shut the mouth of every voice that told her she's too much. She is the glory of the home. She is the whisper of wisdom. She is the fire on the altar. Let her voice be heard. Let her worship shake the walls. Let her prayers cancel demonic plans. Let her words build life, not just for her family, but for herself. I speak healing to every woman who was ignored, who was mistreated, who was cheated on, who was silenced, who was left to raise children alone. God is healing you now. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. No weapon. Father, I cry out over the children of this house. Cover them, mark them, guard them with holy fire. Let no predator come near them. Let no demonic influencer shape them. Let no false identity confuse them. Let no generational curse pass to them. I speak purity over their minds. I speak clarity over their calling. I speak health over their bodies. I speak discipline over their habits. I speak joy over their friendships. Let them rise with hunger for the word. Let them dream dreams from heaven. Let them lead worship in the kitchen. Let them hear your voice even while they play. They will not follow the world. They will not be lost to the culture. They will not become prodigals. They shall grow in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. No weapon formed against these children shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I turn my heart to the ones who live alone, the single woman, the single man, the widow, the divorced, the healing. Let them know they are not forgotten. Let them know they are not uncovered. Let them know they are not a lower class in the kingdom. You are still their covering, Lord. You are their partner, their confidant, their peace, their security. Let no spirit of loneliness enter their rooms. Let no late night lie speak against their identity. Let no depression creep into their pillow at night. I speak boldness into them. I speak joy into their day. I speak laughter into their kitchen. I speak purpose into their waiting. I speak healing into their heartbreak. Let the ones waiting for love wait with fire. Let the ones recovering from pain rise with power. No weapon formed against the single or healing shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, now I speak over the whole family. Whether it's a family of eight or a single mother and one child, or a newlywed couple, or a retired grandmother with grandchildren, or even one man living in one room, this is still a family. Let love fill this house. Let peace be the language. Let forgiveness flow like water. Let laughter echo off the walls. Let generational trauma end here. I say it again. No more yelling without healing, no more silence with pain, no more tension that never gets released. Let family worship return, let dinner together return, let real apologies return, let honesty and prayer take over this house. I declare by the voice of God, this family is going to make it. This house will be a testimony. This bloodline is covered, this legacy is blessed, and from this house shall rise prophets, pastors, peacemakers, pioneers. No weapon formed against this family shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon in the name of Jesus. This house is covered, this marriage is restored, this father is rising, this mother is glowing, this child is protected, this single is dignified, this family is fire-filled. No weapon formed against this house shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty, unmatched, all-sufficient name of Jesus Christ, I step into this house again with a holy assignment to declare fire over every area of finances, resources, and provision. I do not come in weakness. I come in kingdom authority because lack has lingered too long, debt has whispered too loud, delay has robbed too many years, and today I declare war against every demonic force trying to steal, kill, and destroy what you have ordained to bless this house. And I rise and say again, no weapon formed against this household's finances shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak over every worker in this house. The full-time worker, the side hustler, the entrepreneur, the freelancer, the daily hustler just trying to survive. Let their hands be blessed. Let their sweat be rewarded. Let doors of opportunity swing wide open. Let phone calls come in with new clients, new contracts, new pay raises. I come against job loss, sudden shutdowns, unnecessary demotions, toxic bosses, and unfair labor. Let favor surround them like a shield. Let their name be remembered when opportunities are handed out. Let their work be seen, valued, honored, and paid for. No more working like a slave and living like a beggar. No more waiting on late checks while bills pile up. No more tithing in faith and reaping in drought. Let those who have been faithful now walk in fruitfulness. No weapon formed against their work life shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the structure of this house. Let there always be food in the cupboard. Let the fridge never be empty again. Let the light bill be paid on time. Let the rent mortgage be covered with overflow to spare. Let there be abundance where there used to be lack. Let there be overflow where there used to be just enough. Let this home not only receive, but begin to give generously. I declare the lights will stay on, the water will stay running, the roof will stay strong, the cupboards will stay full, the account will stay open and grow. No weapon formed against this household's provision shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I confront it. Yes, I come face to face with that ancient, loud, stubborn demon called lack. I name it, I bind it, I cast it out of this house. That voice that says there's never enough, that cycle that says every time you save, something breaks. That thief that shows up when it's time to give but disappears when it's time to take. I break your hold. Debt, I command you to be paid off in full. Every credit card hanging over their peace gone. Every medical bill mocking their faith canceled. Every family loan weighing them down wiped clean. Let creative ideas fall from heaven. Let streams of income rise from unexpected places. Let grants, promotions, inheritances, paybacks, refunds, and rebates begin to find their way to this address now. And every curse of poverty passed down from grandparents, parents, or old agreements, I sever it with the sword of the Spirit. You will not live broke and saved. You will not worship God and serve mammon. You will not tithe in obedience and live in suffering. Let the windows of heaven be open over this house, wide and overflowing. No weapon formed against this household's financial breakthrough shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Lord, I now lay hands spiritually and prophetically on every financial access point. I bless the bank account, the checking, the savings, the investment accounts, the mobile wallets, the coins in the drawer, the cash in the Bible, the emergency stash in the pillowcase, the card in the wallet, the phone app they use to pay bills. Let no hacker touch it. Let no scammer steal it. Let no overdraft steal their dignity. Let no fraud drain what was righteously earned. Let this be a house where finances are managed with wisdom, spent with purpose, multiplied with grace, and released with joy. Let the curse of just enough be broken. Let this house walk in more than enough to build, to bless, and to leave a legacy. No weapon formed against this household's income shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I lift up the one who's waiting, the one who's trying, the one who's been applying and applying, the one who's been told, will call you, the one who's walking to the job interview, the one who's hustling hard but not seeing return. I speak faith into their chest. I speak new favor over their name. I speak open doors in their email inbox. Let the right opportunity find them. Let divine alignment locate their name. You are the God of jobs. You are the God of ideas. You are the God of suddenly. You are the God who opens no man can shut doors. Let the promotion come. Let the creative breakthrough come. Let the divine connection come. Let the assignment match the anointing. No weapon formed against their potential shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I speak beyond bills, beyond salary, beyond today. I speak into generational blessing. Let wealth pass from hand to hand with wisdom. Let inheritance not be lost in court. Let property be protected. Let land be multiplied. Let the children's children eat from the obedience of today. I bless the givers in this house, those who sow even when it hurts, those who tithe faithfully, those who bless others quietly, those who put seed in the ground even when rain looks far off. Lord, honor their obedience, multiply their seed, water their harvest. Let giving never leave them empty. Let it make them overflow. Let this house bless ministries. Let this house feed orphans. Let this house fund the kingdom. Let this house lack nothing. No weapon formed against this household's legacy shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. I say it one more time, loud, bold, without apology. This house is blessed. This wallet is blessed. This job is covered. This bank account is protected. This pantry is full. This seed is multiplying. This harvest is here. This family will not lack. This roof will not collapse. This tithe will speak loudly. This name will be called for blessing. This address will be remembered for favor. And over all of it, I say, no weapon formed against this house's finances shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I come now for the inner rooms, not the kitchen, not the living room, not the furniture. I come for the mind. I come for the heart. I come for the emotional core of every soul under this roof. Because peace is not just about a clean house. Peace is about a healed person. And today, Lord, let the fire of healing fall. And I declare before every emotion, every thought, every tear, no weapon formed against this house's peace shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak into the mind, the battlefield, the place where overthinking begins, the place where anxiety lives, the place where voices whisper lies. I plead the blood of Jesus over every mind under this roof, over the student struggling to focus, over the mother overrun with thoughts, over the father who says nothing but carries everything, over the elder who can't remember things like before, over the teenager battling insecurity, over the single who fights mental loneliness. Let the fog lift. Let the chaos be calmed. Let the inner noise be silenced. I come against confusion, distraction, brain fog, and forgetfulness. I come against obsessive thoughts, racing minds, and tormenting images. Let every voice not sent by God be silenced in Jesus' name. Let the thoughts in this house align with the truth of heaven. Let every mind be sound. Let every thought be brought under obedience to Christ. Let wisdom arise. Let mental strength return. No weapon formed against your clarity shall prosper. No weapon in the name Jesus. Now, Lord, I turn to the heart, that quiet place where pain hides, that place behind the smile, the wounds nobody sees, the trauma they don't talk about, the heaviness they carry through the hallway. Father, I call out every buried emotion, every rejection, every heartbreak, every betrayal, every embarrassment, every parental wound, every friendship that turned to a knife in the back. Every I'm fine that was really I'm dying inside. Let the pain come out. Let the trauma be pulled up by the root. Let the lies be unraveled. Let the shame be broken. I speak over the one who was abused, the one who was abandoned, the one who was constantly compared, the one who was never hugged, the one who was violated, the one who was raised to perform, not to rest. God says, you are not forgotten. God says, you are still whole. God says, you are not what they did. God says, you are not what they said. I bind the spirit of grief. I cast out the demon of shame. I break the lie that you're not enough. I silence the tormentor who says, you're too broken to be loved. No weapon formed against your emotions shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I address every spirit that attacks in silence, that creeping spirit of depression that wakes them up tired, that unseen weight that sits on the chest, that pressure in the back of the head, that urge to give up that nobody knows about. I cast it out now in the name of Jesus. Let hope rise again. Let joy break through like the morning sun. Let laughter return to this house. Let the smile come back for real this time. I come against every panic attack, every anxious thought, every fear about tomorrow, every restless night, every spiral of doubt, every urge to disappear. You will live. You will not quit. You will not stay numb. You will not fake it anymore. You will heal. Because the Spirit of the Lord is healing your emotions now. No weapon formed against your peace shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Lord, now I speak to the question that lingers in the mind. Who am I? I rebuke every lie that says you're a failure, you're invisible, you're too emotional, you're not spiritual enough, you're always too late. You'll always be second best. You don't matter. I shut the mouth of every identity thief in the spirit. Let the truth of God be heard in every heart under this roof. You are chosen. You are seen. You are accepted. You are valuable. You are whole. You are healing. You are royal. You are powerful. You are loved. You are not your mistakes. You are not your emotions. You are not what they called you. You are not the worst thing that ever happened to you. You are who God says you are. And in this house, your identity is sealed by the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against your identity shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, now I speak rest. Let every mind in this house experience true rest. No more tossing and turning, no more late night overthinking, no more mind racing from room to room, no more arguing with imaginary conversations. Let sleep return like a blanket. Let the night be peaceful. Let the inner world be still. Let your voice be the loudest thing they hear. I shut down internal warfare. I bind insomnia, paranoia, spiritual unrest. Let the wind of peace blow now from head to toe. This house shall be full of calm. The inner storm shall be still. The soul shall be quiet, and every whisper of torment shall be silenced. No weapon formed against your rest shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. I speak over this house. Peace shall live here. Emotions shall be safe here. Minds shall be stable here. Tears shall be holy here. Joy shall return here. Love shall overflow here. Healing shall take root here. And every weapon formed against the soul shall be cancelled. No weapon formed against this house's mind, heart, or spirit shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, when in some places the sun has set, the streets have quieted, the world is sleeping, but I am not silent. Because while the world rests, you do not sleep nor slumber. And I come as a midnight intercessor to command this house to be guarded, to declare this family covered, to summon heaven's armies and ignite the night with fire. Because whether it's morning or midnight, no weapon formed against this household shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Lord, I step into this new hour with oil in my mouth and fire in my hands. Let this night be different. Let this house be untouchable. Let this atmosphere be soaked in glory. Every power that moves by night, I block it. I break it. I bind it. I banish it. Every dark force that waits for the midnight hour, you are too late. This house has been sealed. This family has been marked. This bed has been sanctified. The moon may rule the night, but Jesus rules this house. So I declare again, no weapon formed in the night shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, now I come for what hides in shadows, the things that creep between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m., the nightmares, the shadows in the corner, the strange movements, the paralysis, the heaviness on the chest, the whispers in the dark. I shut it down. I bind every night terror. I break every dream manipulation. I scatter every spirit of fear that waits until the lights go out. I plead the blood of Jesus over the doorway of the spirit realm. I command every unclean spirit to stand down. You will not crawl on the floor. You will not sit at the edge of the bed. You will not walk through the hallway. You will not tap the window. You will not show up in dreams. If you are not from God, you are trespassing, and I cast you out. Let the dreams be pure. Let the rest be sweet. Let the imagination be protected. Let the subconscious mind be under holy control. No weapon formed in sleep shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, release them. Yes, release them. Send the watchman angels. Send the sword-carrying messengers. Send the mighty ones who obey your word. Let angels post up at every entrance. Let angels walk the perimeter. Let angels sit at the gate, on the roof, at the hallway corner, behind every wall. Let every demon and trying to enter be met by a warrior from heaven. Let every curse be intercepted mid-air. Let every evil word spoken against this household bounce back at the border. I assign angels to the front door, angels to the windows, angels to the bedrooms, angels to the backyard, angels to the rooftop, angels to the Wi-Fi line, the phone line, the data cable. Let no gate remain unguarded. Lord, let angels stand with flaming swords, and let one whisper from their wings, scatter the enemy seven ways. No weapon formed while we sleep shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Lord, command the air to shift. Let the pressure be lifted. Let the air be light. Let the silence be holy. Let the darkness be pierced by your presence. I command the temperature of the room to be regulated by peace. I command the bed to be restful. I command the spirit of unrest to get out. Let there be no more tossing, no more waking up in fear, no more feeling watched, no more pacing the house at 3 a.m. in confusion. Let this night be the first of many nights of true rest. Let this house become a place of calm, clean, God-breathed stillness. No weapon formed against the rest of this family shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus, Father, enter their dreams. Every dream where food is fed, I cancel it. Every dream where hands are shaken, I cut the covenant. Every dream where a stranger sleeps beside them, I break the spirit spouse. Every dream where they're running, I end the chase. Every dream where snakes, cats, dogs, shadows, or dead relatives speak, I cancel every agreement, assignment, and attachment. Let the dream realm be sanctified territory. Let their mind only receive from your throne, not from witchcraft. Let them wake up remembering victory, not torment. Let prophetic dreams rise. Let warning dreams come clear. Let heavenly instructions flow in sleep. Let angelic visitations return. This house is no longer a playground for demons. It is a resting place for revelation. No weapon formed in dreams shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, I cover the most vulnerable. Cover the baby in the crib. Cover the child afraid of the dark. Cover the teenager who won't talk about their nightmares. Cover the elder who sleeps alone. Cover the single who cries themselves to sleep. Let every room be covered. Let every bed be guarded. Let every sleeper be hugged by peace. Let the Holy Spirit whisper comfort all through the night. Let angels sing lullabies. Let the blood be visible in the spirit. Let the enemy see this house and turn away screaming because the fire is too hot. No weapon formed against the vulnerable in this house shall prosper. No weapon. And now, Lord, I say it again with the thunder of heaven behind me. This house is watched. This bed is sealed. This night is marked. Let the morning come with testimonies of peace. Let the midnight hours be filled with angelic intervention. Let sleep be sweet. Let rest be pure. Let dreams be clean. Let the night be holy. And over the next 6 hours of stillness, I say, no weapon formed against this family in the night shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon in the name of Jesus. Father, we have walked the rooms, we have touched the walls in prayer, we have spoken over the doors, the windows, the minds, the bodies, the hearts, the memories. We have cleansed the atmosphere, summoned the angels, broken the curses, and declared peace. Now, Lord, we seal it. We seal this house in the name of the Father. We seal this house in the name of the Son. We seal this house in the name of the Holy Ghost. Let every spiritual gate be locked shut to the enemy. Let every border be reinforced with fire. Let every covenant be secured by the blood. Let every room be marked permanently, owned by heaven. And over this home, over this family, over this resting place of glory, I shout once more with authority, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. I come again, this time in the spirit, with the oil in hand, and I anoint the roof to stop every storm, the ceiling to catch every word from heaven, the lights to reveal truth, the air to carry only peace, the mirrors to reflect identity, the floor to carry only steps of destiny. I anoint every name written or spoken in this house, every child, every spouse, every grandparent, every future generation tied to this address. Let the bloodline be cleansed. Let the future be bright. Let the womb be blessed. Let the head be lifted from the greatest to the smallest. Seal them. No weapon formed against this household shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I open my mouth wide to release what the world cannot give and what the world cannot take away. Peace. Let your peace fall like rain. Let your peace settle like snow. Let your peace surround like wind. Let your peace cover like a warm blanket on a cold night. I release peace into the walls, peace into the air, peace into the plumbing, peace into the wiring, peace into the digital signals, peace into the neighbors, peace into the soil. Let no voice of worry echo through this house again. Let no panic wake them up at 2 a.m. Let no fear shout from the windows. Let the sound of peace be permanent. No weapon formed against the peace of this house shall prosper. No weapon in the name. Now, Father, as a priest of this house or as one praying on behalf of it, I go into the spiritual courtroom and I file the final decree. This house, this family, this address, this atmosphere is owned, is marked, is untouchable, is covered by the blood. Let every demonic legal right be revoked. Let every generational contract be torn. Let every unauthorized spirit be evicted permanently. Let this home become invisible to every watcher, familiar spirit, whispering demon, or astral projector. Let it go dark on every satanic radar. Let every evil spirit scanning this region skip this house forever, because the ownership has been transferred, because the blood has spoken louder than curses, because the word has been declared more final than any threat. No weapon formed against this sacred ground shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. I now look beyond today. I speak beyond the moment. I speak into legacy. Let this house be remembered in heaven as a place of worship. Let this home be known in hell as a place of fire. Let children remember the prayers. Let grandchildren tell stories of encounters. Let future generations be born into peace, not chaos. Let this be a bloodline-defining house. Let it be the turning point. Let it be the foundation of something new. And I declare, when I'm no longer here, when others have come and gone, let the prayers I've prayed today still echo in the walls. Let the angels I've summoned today still stand guard. Let the fire I've released today never go out. This house will be protected until Jesus comes again. No weapon formed against this house, this legacy, or this family shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus. Now, child of God, lift your hands, open your mouth, and say this with fire in your bones. My house is sealed. My family is covered, my soul is safe, my peace is eternal, the fire shall never go out, the blood shall never lose its power, and no weapon formed against me, formed against this home, formed against my rest, formed against my future, shall ever prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon in the name of Jesus.
My God, today I stand as a soldier in your army, and I draw the sword of the Spirit, and I raise the banner of war, for I will not allow the enemy to make this house his playground. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, this house belongs to you, and no weapon shall have dominion here, Father, I cry out. Every monitoring spirit lurking in the shadows, every unseen eye watching this house by night, let the fire of the Holy Ghost locate it now. Let confusion fall upon the camp of every demonic spy. Let their mirrors crack, their scrolls burn, their assignments scatter. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. I plead the blood of Jesus against every altar raised against this family, whether it's from the neighborhood, the workplace, the bloodline, or through friendships. Let that altar catch fire now. Let the priests of Baal fall. Let every demonic sacrifice be rendered powerless. Let the curses return to sender sevenfold. I speak destruction to every enchantment, charm, ritual, and sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Every arrow fired against their children's destiny, every satanic delay launched against their future, every invisible yoke placed on their finances, I take authority now, and by the power of God, I send it back to the pit, back to sender, back to the camp of the enemy. Let the arrows reverse, let the swords turn on their masters, let the enemies of this home be buried in their own plans. For it is written, he who digs a pit shall fall in it. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Father, every witch that utters their name by night, every warlock who dares call their children's name at a crossroads, every diviner consulting stars, bones, water, or blood, I lift up a divine injunction. Let heaven answer them with thunder and lightning. Let fire fall from your throne. Let their words be silenced. Let their power be stripped. Let their tongue cleave to the roof of their mouth. Let the blood of Jesus flood every demonic altar with holy vengeance.
And let it be known in the spirit realm, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. O Lord, I wage war against every generational curse, every spirit that followed the grandfather, that afflicted the mother, that now knocks on the door of the children. I rise with the sword of deliverance and I cut it off. Let that evil bloodline be intercepted by the blood of Jesus. Let curses turn into covenants of blessing. Let patterns of addiction, poverty, divorce, shame, rejection be shattered in the name of Jesus. For this is the family that shall rise and not fall. This is the family that shall live and not die. This is the family that will serve the Lord. And so I declare, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Father, I place a restraining order in the spirit realm right now against every familiar spirit, every marine spirit, every spirit spouse, every tormentor, every oppressor. You shall not enter this home. You shall not touch these children. You shall not sit on their finances. You shall not hinder their dreams. You shall not plant evil seeds in the marriage. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Holy Spirit, blow like a wind through this house. Sweep out every hidden snake, every hidden Jezebel, every hidden saboteur, every secret Sabbath of the wicked. Expose every enemy wearing a friendly face. Break every soul tie, every ungodly alliance, every backdoor agreement. Let this home be purified. Let this family be untouchable. Let the fire on their altar never go out, because when your presence fills the temple, no weapon formed can survive. Father, I call down judgment against the enemy's accusations. Every voice in the court of darkness shouting guilty, I silence it by the blood. Let every legal access the enemy claims be revoked. Let the blood speak louder. Let grace override guilt. Let mercy cancel judgment. And I declare no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. I build a wall of fire, Lord, a wall around this house, a hedge so high no witch can leap over, a fire so hot no demon can cross it. Let angels with flaming swords be stationed at the gate. Let no plague, no hex, no harm come near their dwelling. I secure the air they breathe, the food they eat, the floor they walk on. In the mighty name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Lord, I decree total destruction upon the enemy's arsenal. Break every bow, shatter every spear, smash every mirror, burn every rope, destroy every charm, confuse every plan, and let the enemy's last memory of this house be the fire of God consuming him, because this home is covered, this family is redeemed, this house is a lighthouse, this home is holy ground, and it is written, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Father, in the mighty, all-powerful name of Jesus, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against this family shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Father, I come against every spirit of delay. Delay in marriage, delay in conception, delay in buying the home, delay in promotion, delay in promises fulfilled. Every demonic hand stretching the timeline of this family's blessings, I break it now. I cut it off with the sword of the Spirit. Let the clock of destiny align again. Let divine speed fall on this household. Let doors that were stuck be blasted open, because no weapon of delay shall prosper. O Lord, every altar of poverty, every generational chain of lack, every voice that says, no one in this family will rise. I call it a lie, and I drag it into the courtroom of heaven. Father, send fire upon the chains. Let supernatural resources flow. Let divine opportunities locate them. Let their name be favored where it was once ignored. Let every curse on their hands be turned to oil. For in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. I plead the blood of Jesus against every shadow in this home, every spirit of heaviness, every cloud of anxiety, every suffocating pressure, every night cry, every silent scream behind the smiles. O Lord, I don't speak empty words, I speak fire. Let the atmosphere shift now. Let demons pack and flee in terror. Let light fill every corner, every closet, every hallway. Let peace move in like a mighty river. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Father, I call on you now against spirit spouses and spiritual manipulation. Every demon pretending to be a partner in their sleep, every seduction of the spirit realm, every marriage in the spirit made through dreams, through blood, through rituals, through deception, I cancel it. I renounce it. I divorce it by the blood of Jesus.
Let every covenant made knowingly or unknowingly be broken by fire. Let every night visit be permanently shut down. Let every spiritual exchange be reversed in the name of Jesus. This marriage belongs to you, Lord, and I say again, no weapon against this family shall prosper. I target witchcraft in the bloodline now, Father, from generations past, through father's house, through mother's house, through hidden roots, secret oaths, buried objects, unbroken agreements. I cry out for mercy and fire. Let your mercy speak louder than the curse. Let your fire burn through the DNA of this house. Let their bloodline be washed, rewired, reestablished in Christ. Let angels with trumpets proclaim in the heavenlies, this bloodline is holy, and I declare, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every assignment of premature death, every plan to snatch a child, every plot to take a mother, every trap to bury a husband, every generational spirit of sudden heart attacks, car crashes, gun violence, disease, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cancel your assignment with Holy Ghost dynamite. I blind every reaper. I seal every grave. I shut down every morgue assignment. Let this home live and not die. Let every child fulfill their years. Let long life and peace be their portion, because no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Father, I cry for a seal. Seal this house with your mark. Let every demon pass over this address. Let every arrow hit the wall of fire. Let every whisper be swallowed by your thunder. Seal their bedrooms with peace. Seal their babies with purpose. Seal their dreams with fire. Seal their atmosphere with worship. Let no evil know how to enter. Let their home be invisible in the enemy's radar, because this house belongs to you, God. And as long as you are Lord of this house, no weapon can cross the threshold. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against this family shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against them in judgment, let it be condemned in the name of Jesus. Father, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, I open my mouth as your servant and I release prophetic blessings over this family. Let it be written in heaven. Let it be sealed in the courts of eternity. Let it be recorded in the scrolls of destiny. This day marks a new chapter in their story, and I bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless the husband of the house, O Father. Let him be planted like a mighty oak. Let him rise as priest, protector, and provider. Give him dreams that build generations. Give him hands that prosper everything he touches. Give him discernment to lead with clarity and courage. Give him patience, compassion, and supernatural wisdom. Let the fire of prayer burn in his belly. Let him walk in divine health, surrounded by favor like a shield. Let his yes be powerful and his no be respected. Let other men call him blessed and his children rise and call him mighty. In the name of Jesus, no weapon shall prosper against him. I bless the wife of the house. O Father, crown her with dignity and strength. Let her mouth be filled with wisdom, her hands with excellence, her heart with joy. Let her rise like the morning sun, radiant, bold, and full of grace. Break every word that ever tried to reduce her worth. Let her stand tall, walk in peace, and reign in her role. Let her voice carry power in the home and gentleness in the spirit. Give her rest in her soul, laughter in her mouth, and power in her prayers. Let her be honored in her house, respected in her circle, and elevated in her purpose. No sickness shall claim her, no lie shall bind her, no storm shall shake her. In the name of Jesus, no weapon shall prosper against her. I bless the children of this house. O Father, whether young or old, I call them blessed. I cover their eyes, let them see truth. I cover their ears, let them hear you clearly. I cover their hearts, let no trauma take root. I cover their feet, let them never stray from your path. Raise them as arrows in your hand, sharpened, destined, unstoppable. I cancel every identity confusion. I rebuke every label not planted by you. Let them grow in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. Let no abuse, no addiction, no affliction touch their destiny. Let them dream wildly, serve faithfully, love deeply, and walk boldly. Let them honor their parents, cherish the faith, and surpass every ceiling placed before them. And I cry over their lives with authority, no weapon shall prosper against them. Father, let this house become a tabernacle of your glory. Let peace rest on every wall. Let angels dwell in every hallway. Let healing break out in every room. Let praise rise from the floors and intercession echo through the ceilings. Let this be a house of laughter, of miracles, of refuge, of celebration. Let the poor be fed here. Let the gospel be preached here. Let testimonies be birthed here. Let the weary find rest here. Let heaven visit this address again and again. Let everything in this house align with your will. And no darkness shall dwell here. No curse shall survive here. No scheme shall enter here.
because this house has been marked by the blood, and over this entire dwelling I declare, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Father, let every scroll of destiny in heaven begin to unfold. Let every delayed blessing be released now. Let every promise hanging in the spirit realm be activated now. Let the angels assigned to this household be loosed into action. Let testimonies break out before the week is over. Let joy be restored before the sun sets again. Let the neighbors ask, what happened to that family? And the answer be Jesus. Because this is not a family like the rest. This is a family touched by God. This is a house sealed by heaven. This is a legacy that cannot be stopped. This is the home that hell regrets attacking. Because this is the family that now walks under the divine banner of no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper. In the name of the living God, in the name of the Lion of Judah, in the name of the blood-soaked Lamb, in the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. Father, begin to sweep the house in the spirit. Sweep out every evil residue, every spirit of confusion left behind after an argument. Out! Every trace of heaviness from a bad report, out. Every demonic vibration attached to objects, photos, clothing, or gifts, out by fire. Let this house be sanctified ground. Let every corner be filled with light. Let even the closets, the cupboards, the garage, the attic be full of glory. Let every mirror reflect holiness. Let every bed be a resting place for angels. Lord, as it was with the Ark of the Covenant in Obed-Edom's house, let everything in this home begin to prosper because of your presence, and anything you did not plant, uproot it, God. Uproot the serpent, uproot the spider, uproot the sneaky fox. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Father, blow a new wind through this home, a fresh wind of revival. Sweep out every spiritual cobweb. Drive away the spirits of laziness, lust, slander, manipulation, gossip, pride, and rebellion. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow out every spiritual dust and replace it with clarity. Let the atmosphere of this home be set on fire with praise. Let worship music saturate the walls. Let angels walk freely here and demons be choked by the glory. Let the air shift. Let the pressure lift. Let the joy return. Because wherever your presence dwells, no weapon can remain hidden. Father, lock the gates of this house in the spirit. I take the keys of authority that Jesus gave us and I seal this home. I declare, no demonic dream shall enter. No spirit of fear shall visit in the night. No shadow of witchcraft shall touch the windows. No masquerading spirit shall disguise itself as family or friend. Every false presence be exposed by Holy Ghost fire. Every fake peace be shaken until real glory comes. Father, release your warring angels to walk the perimeter of this house day and night. Let fire be on the roof. Let fire be at the gate. Let blood be on the lintel. Let glory fill the floors. And let every intruder be burned before they can whisper a word. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. I call on you, Father, to anoint the beds in this home. Let no one toss and turn in torment. Let no one be chased in dreams. Let no night demon press their chest or steal their peace. I reverse every exchange done in the dream realm. I reverse spiritual theft, perversion, delay, and fear that entered through the night. Let their sleep be restful, prophetic, and angel-guarded. Let them dream visions of heaven and awaken with divine instruction. I declare no night shall bring terror, no sleep shall be hijacked, because even when they rest, you fight for them. No weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Father, I call on you to protect the communication portals of this home. I anoint the phones, the tablets, the laptops, the television. Let no demon speak through media. Let no subliminal message infiltrate their thoughts. Let no TikTok, YouTube, movie, or song program this family with filth. Break every spirit of distraction and addiction to screens. Let only holy, uplifting, kingdom-filled content have authority here. Let the children's eyes not be defiled. Let the couple's minds not be corrupted. Let wisdom reign, let discernment rule, and let the blood of Jesus cleanse the gates of the mind. I declare this house is not a playground for the prince of the air. This house belongs to the King of Kings, and no weapon formed shall prosper over this house. Father, target territorial spirits, spirits assigned not just to this family, but to this neighborhood, to this block, to this town, to this region. I take spiritual jurisdiction and I declare this home is set apart, this family is sealed, this ground is claimed. I draw a bloodline in the spirit around this home and I tell every territorial demon, pass over this address. You have no claim here, no access here, no victory here. This home belongs to Jesus. This ground has been purchased by the blood. So every generational altar in this land break. every spirit of robbery, murder, addiction, poverty, or occult activity in the area pass over, because this house is covered, this family is marked, and I declare over their very zip code, no weapon formed shall prosper here. Father, I stand tall in the spirit and I lift my hands in thanksgiving for what you've torn down, for what you've sealed, for what you've protected, for what you've delivered. I give you glory. And I seal this prayer in the name of the Unstoppable One, the name of the Everlasting One, the name that demons tremble to hear, the name that raised the dead and silenced storms, the name above all names, Jesus Christ. And I declare from the foundation to the rooftop, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against this family, this home, this bloodline shall prosper, and every tongue rising in judgment, let it be silenced, condemned, and forgotten in the name of Jesus. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Father, go after what's hidden from the eyes. Every invisible thread, every ancestral altar buried in the foundation, every hidden item in the house that carries a spiritual curse, every cursed object passed down through generations, photos, rings, statues, gifts, even garments. Oh God, reveal it. I ask for supernatural discernment to rise in this family. Let the Holy Spirit expose what the natural eyes cannot see. I call for a spiritual inventory to begin in this home. Let every cursed thing be thrown out. Let every doorway to darkness be shut. Let every item not aligned with your kingdom be destroyed, because when the enemy can no longer hide, he can no longer rule. And in this house, no weapon can manifest here. Father, I wage war over the night hours. Between midnight and 3 a.m., when the enemy sends his most wicked assignments, I raise my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over the hours they sleep. I command every arrow fired in the night to turn back to sender. Every strange dream, every demon pressing down their chest, every visit from a spirit spouse, I command it to stop in the name of Jesus. Let their rest be sweet and sealed. Let angels stand guard around every bed. Let the whispers of darkness be silenced. Let their dreams turn from nightmares to prophecy. Let them wake up with clarity, with peace, with revelation, because the night does not belong to the enemy. It belongs to God, and this family shall not be tormented at night. This home shall not be a resting place for demons. This house is under divine protection, and no weapon shall enter. Father, I raise my voice against every verbal curse. Words have been spoken over this family in secret, by enemies posing as friends, by family members fueled by jealousy, by witches and warlocks in the marketplace, by wicked teachers, pastors, or neighbors. I cancel every word not aligned with heaven's will. I break the power of every incantation, every hex, every ill-willed prayer, every wish for their downfall. I burn every evil decree with Holy Ghost fire. Let every tongue that has risen in judgment be silenced. Let their words fall to the ground like dust. Let this family rise above every label, every insult, every limitation. And I declare that only the words spoken by heaven shall stand. Words like blessed, protected, favored, called, anointed, free. Because in this house, O Lord, no weapon shall have strength here. Father, I destroy every spirit of surveillance. Yes, Lord, monitoring spirits, spirits sent to spy and report. Evil eyes watching through animals, insects, technology, or astral travel. I blind them now in the name of Jesus. Let their vision go dark. Let their signals scramble. Let confusion befall their networks. Let the blood of Jesus create a firewall of fire around this home. Let this house be invisible in the enemy's GPS. Let the coordinates be erased from every demonic map. Let every plan they form against this family be based on false intelligence. Let them run in circles while God lifts this family higher. Because even when the enemy is watching, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Father, I war against spirits that climb, those spirits that try to rise generation after generation, the ones that ruined the grandfather, then the father, and now are waiting to destroy the son. The spirit of alcohol, the spirit of rage, the spirit of perversion, the spirit of depression, the spirit of suicide, the spirit of idolatry. I say, no more. I command them to fall now in the name of Jesus. I cut off the ladder. I destroy the staircase. I set fire to the pattern. Let this family become the interruption in the bloodline. Let this be the generation that breaks the curse. Let this be the house that ends the pattern. Let this be the family that says, it stops with us. And because of Jesus, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper. Lord,
Build up spiritual walls. I fortify this house in prayer. I strengthen the beams with the word. I insulate the atmosphere with worship. I lock the doors with fasting and obedience. And I seal every corner with the blood of Jesus. No crack left for the serpent to slither in. No window left open for fear to fly through. No emotional hole for manipulation to enter. This house is a stronghold of righteousness. This house is a headquarters of heaven. This house is a no-fly zone for demons. And I declare, the thief may have come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus has come that they may have life and have it abundantly. And in this house, no weapon formed shall prosper. Father, release holy judgment on every source of evil. Let your vengeance fall upon those who refuse to repent, those who knowingly attack this family, those who consult with demons, plot in darkness, and manipulate lives with spiritual wickedness. O Lord, arise and scatter them. Let them be struck with blindness like the men of Sodom. Let their voices be confused like the Tower of Babel. Let their curses return sevenfold to their own households. Let their altars collapse. Let their sacrifices be rejected. Let their secrets be exposed. And let all of this be done, not by my power, but by your power, O God. Because you said you would fight for us, and I trust you to wage war on behalf of this family. Let the wicked fear the day they lifted a finger against this home, for you are their defender and you never lose. So I cry it again. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, cover the land, the yard, the soil, the gates, the foundation, the roof, the plumbing, the electricity, the very address. Let every inch of this property be holy. Let neighbors notice the peace. Let guests feel the presence of God as soon as they walk in. Let the land reject anything that's not of you. If anything has been buried here, dig it up and destroy it, Lord. If any curse was released at the entrance, wash it away with fire. If any evil sacrifice was poured on this ground, let the blood of Jesus cancel it. Let the wind of God blow through the trees. Let the glory of God rest on the porch. Let the light of God shine from every window. This is not just a home. This is a dwelling place of the Most High. And as for this house, no weapon shall prosper over this house. Father, I ask you to replace every battle with peace. Let joy return, let intimacy return, let laughter return, let purpose rise again. Let their days be filled with singing. Let the aroma of praise fill the kitchen. Let spontaneous prayers erupt in the hallway. Let family members walk past each other and say, I love you again. Let mothers bless their children before bed. Let fathers lay hands on their household before sunrise. Let children sing Bible songs while they play. Let burdens fall off their shoulders. Let peace become the dominant atmosphere of this house. For if you are here, God, peace is here. And if peace is here, then no weapon can survive. I lift my hands and cry out, thank you, God, because this is the house of the Lord. This is a family protected by covenant. This is a home covered in glory. This is a blood-washed, spirit-filled, demon-proof, angel-patrolled, word-soaked, destiny-carrying house. And over it I shout with everything in me, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against this family shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh God, scatter the engineers of the weapons, those who sat and strategized the destruction of this family, those who whispered lies in the ear of a spouse, those who sowed discord between siblings, those who tried to groom a child for failure, those who were sent by hell to plant a demonic seed and walk away. Father, arise with vengeance in your right hand. Let your sword drip with justice. Let your fire fall upon every schemer. Let every trap turn inward. Let their evil imagination collapse. Let their own hands bear the weight of their judgment. Let no weapon formed against them prosper, not by witch, not by man, not by demon, not by principality. I plead the blood again, O God, the blood that speaks louder than any generational curse, the blood that silences every accuser, the blood that washes what they thought was permanent, the blood that covers their doorway. The blood that blocks the devourer, the blood that marks this house for mercy. Let the blood of Jesus be a loud no to every weapon. Let the blood of Jesus be a divine cancellation notice. Let the blood of Jesus be a courtroom defense that wins every time. And where weapons have already landed, let the blood now reverse the damage. Let it repair what was broken, renew what was lost, and restore what was stolen. For if the blood is speaking, no weapon can stand. Father, I come after every unfinished assignment of the enemy, those weapons that have been waiting, waiting for the next generation, waiting for a moment of weakness, waiting for a crack in the wall.
Waiting for an open door through bitterness, rebellion, or unhealed wounds, I cancel the countdown. I disrupt the clock. I throw holy ghost fire on every ticking time bomb. There shall be no activation. There shall be no breakthrough for the enemy. Let no weapon delay, dormant, disguised. Let none of them prosper. O Lord, I command arrows in flight to reverse course. Every arrow of premature death, every arrow of miscommunication, every arrow of mental breakdown, every arrow of miscarriage, every arrow of loss, delay, and sabotage, I shout, turn around! Let the arrows that were midair stop! Let the angels of the Lord intercept them! Let the wicked ones who fired them feel the sting of their own schemes. Let no weapon prosper, not in this house, not in this marriage, not in this child's mind, not in this family's future. I draw a bloodline boundary in the spirit and say, no weapon shall cross this line. Father, break the cycle of retaliation. Every time this family takes a step forward, something tries to pull them two steps back. Every time they gain peace, suddenly an argument explodes. Every time they start saving, an unexpected expense devours it. Every time they declare joy, suddenly depression creeps in. These are not coincidences, they are spiritual patterns, and I, as your servant, rise to break the pattern. I frustrate the enemy's rhythm. I interrupt the cycle by the power of the Holy Ghost, and I cry aloud, let the cycle stop, let the pattern break, let the curse end, because, Father, let no weapon formed against this house prosper. Let no more backlash, no more draining, no more spiritual payback. Let no weapon prosper from this day forward. Lord, expose every agent pretending to be a friend, the co-worker who smiles but curses, the church member who praises but gossips, the relative who visits but monitors, the acquaintance who gives gifts that carry hidden intentions. I say, God, expose them. Let the masks fall. Let discernment arise in this family. Let every Jezebel, every Absalom, every Delilah, every Ahithophel be unveiled. Let the sheep's clothing burn in the fire and let wolves be chased from the gates. Because this house shall not be infiltrated again. This family shall not be tricked again. This marriage shall not be undermined again. Let no weapon in disguise or in plain sight prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, touch the spiritual altars. Every prayer altar that was neglected, reignite it. Every altar of worship that grew cold, rebirth it. Every Bible that gathered dust, open it again. Let this family become a house of prayer. Let praise erupt in the kitchen. Let declarations happen in the bathroom mirror. Let warfare be stirred in the hallway. Let fasting return. Let devotion increase. Let faith arise. Because when the altar is active, weapons malfunction. When the fire is burning, the enemy backs off. Let no weapon survive the altar of this house. Father, I take your word, your eternal word, your indestructible word, the word that is sharper than any two-edged sword, and I speak it over this family. I speak Isaiah 54, verse 17, not as a verse, but as a verdict, as a heavenly sentence, as a divine decree. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And I say, that settles it. It doesn't matter what weapon was formed, it will not prosper. It doesn't matter who rose up against them, they are condemned. It doesn't matter how long the battle has been, the Lord has ruled and the case is closed. Let no weapon formed against this house prosper. Not one, Lord, not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Let no weapon prosper against this family. And so I declare with boldness, with holy rage, with sacred fire in my lungs, with the name of Jesus on my tongue, with the angels on assignment, with the blood speaking louder, with the word standing forever, Lord, let no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against this family, this household, this bloodline prosper in the mighty, unshakable, holy name of Jesus Christ.